I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. So it was the second sit-down in our continuing Meet the Candidate interviews here on 1010 Wins, and Democratic mayor nominee Zoran Mamdani pulled up a chair to talk with us today. Without question, in the last few months, he has gone from a no-name to one of the favorites in the race. And today, he told our Susan Richard, it's because of his stance on fighting crime and dealing with a federal government that hasn't been kind to New York City. Here's Mac Rosenberg.
Zoran Mamdani sees progress on crime, but says people still don't feel safe in the subway.
Oftentimes what they're actually describing are not things that we might categorize as crime, but they are signs of a mental health crisis, of a homelessness crisis.
Which is why he wants to create a new mental health response team. And if President Trump threatens to cut off federal funding, Mamdani says there are legal tools.
The first thing is we have to stop treating everything that he says as if it's already the law just by virtue of him saying it.
City-run grocery stores and a rent freeze on stabilized units are two of his big ideas he says he can get done without Albany's help. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
And Wins family, behind the scenes, let me tell you, it's so weird walking in here when these candidates are in. You got guys standing around in dark suits, whispering in their hands, you know, security. I'm sitting here thinking, gosh, did I pay that parking ticket? Are they here for me? It's crazy. Anyway, we invite you to go to our website. I know. Go to our website and all our social platforms for the extended interview with the mayoral candidates. We had Curtis Sliwa on Tuesday, and on Monday, former Governor Andrew Cuomo will be here in our studios and stream live on all of our social media channels. And Susan Richard is doing an amazing job with this. Seven people, including DMV employees, facing charges now on Long Island, accused in a driver's license scheme.
One of the women arrested is accused of being a good test taker and wearing different disguises. She would take the commercial driver's license test at the DMV for other people. Nassau County DA Ann Donnelly says some employees were involved.
She was trying to trick the camera and the other employees that were not involved.
Donnelly says one man who got his CDL through this fraud ended up getting a job with the town as a sanitation employee.
Another fraudulent permit holder was previously convicted of a vehicular assault.
She says the defendants were paid up to $3,000 for the test-taking lies. Sophia Hall, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
That is crazy. Can't you see this woman walking in there dressed as a truck driver?
Yes, I'd like to take the CDL, please.
Golly. A former employee at the city's Administration for Children's Services now sentenced to a year and a day in prison for accepting bribes to smuggle contraband into a Brooklyn juvenile detention center. Devontae Bolton pled guilty last year to a federal program bribery charge. He's accused of taking more than $20,000 in bribes to bring in pot, pills, scalpels, you name it. He's the third of five former youth development specialists at Crossroads Juvenile Center in Brownsville who have been sentenced as part of this case. 1010 Wins AccuWeather this afternoon. Bright sunshine, breezy and quite cool, feeling much more like fall, a high of only 60. and then tonight clear and chilly will get down to a low of 47 degrees. City Council voting today on a bill named for a baby boy in Brooklyn who was killed by a malfunctioning steam radiator.
Binyamin Karofsky was a month shy of his first birthday in January of 2024 when he was burned to death by a malfunctioning radiator in his Midwood apartment. His parents, Bessie and Alex, have turned their grief into advocacy.
Steam radiators are not safe. For almost a century, we thought that they were, but the deaths and the countless injuries have proven different.
Brooklyn City Councilwoman Farrah Lewis's bill requires biannual inspections of steam radiators in apartments with children under the age of six.
Honor Binyamin's life today so that his memory could live on as a meaningful legacy and as a catalyst for change.
Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
And we have reached out to New York City Hall for a response. A Long Island woman facing charges now accused of purposely setting fire to her own home with three kids inside. The incident happened September 12th in Ronkonkoma. Suffolk police say 26-year-old Ashley Richard started the fire at the Avenue C house. This is while three children ages 6 through 13 were inside. She allegedly told the kids, "Escape through a first floor window, kids." What in the world? Everybody made it out safe, but Richard was arrested a few weeks later following an investigation by arson detectives. She was charged with arson and endangering the welfare of a child. No word on a motive with that. The NYPD fleet getting an upgrade. Monica Guy got to take a ride along with some of the officers in their new hybrid SUVs.
The unmistakable sounds of the NYPD have not changed, but what's under the hood sure has. A new generation of hybrid police vehicles hitting the streets Friday with the promises of a greener tomorrow.
Police interceptor utilities made by Ford, half internal combustion and half electric motor.
Fleet Services' Steve Serigna saying the NYPD vehicles aren't losing any muscle.
The beauty is it's a seamless integration as far as the officers are concerned.
New greener ESU vehicles and tow trucks with renewable diesel fuel also hitting the road. At Floyd Bennett Field, Monica Guy, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and almost 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. And if you think this is just a cosmetic problem, think again. Varicose or spider veins, if left untreated, can lead to swollen or discolored legs, cramping, the inability to stand or walk, neuropathy, even worse, blood clots, which can travel to other parts of your body. But here's the good news. Advanced Medical Vein Treatment Centers offers plans that treat and cure the condition, not just cover up. Grab your phone, take down this number, and call 800-809-7989. That's 800-809-7989. When you call, you'll get free information. Free information on how you can live your life to the fullest again. Walk, exercise, sleep well. Your vein problems will not go away on their own, and in time can lead to major health issues. Call Advanced Medical Vein today for free information on fast and easy solutions that are covered by most insurance plans, Medicare included. Call 800-809-7989. That's 800-809-7989 today.
A new poll finds that a majority of New Yorkers who spend time in Central Park aren't happy about the impending ban on horse carriages. The survey was paid for by the Transport Workers Union, which has been advocating for the horse carriage drivers. TWU President John Samuelson says the message is quite clear.
57% of New York City residents believe that they want to continue the carriage rides in the park. So it's overwhelming. And in some cases, it reaches 70%. It's an overwhelming positive response to the carriage industry.
Yeah, some critics are going, what the heck? They're saying to take the poll with a grain of salt. The head of NY Class, which opposes the horse carriage industry, says the poll was paid for by the union representing wealthy carriage horse owners. Aha! Uh-huh. And it's designed to mislead the public, it says here. Well, she then pointed to a separate poll, which shows that 71% of New Yorkers support banning horse-drawn carriages. From upstart to frontrunner, Zoran Mamdani, the sleeper in the Democratic run for mayor, sat down with 1010 Wins today for the second in our mayoral candidate interview series. And his mantra today, everyone for everyone, instead of the polarization he sees in just about every facet of our lives. He talked with Susan Richard today, newsman Mac Rosenberg, breaking down some of the highlights in this report.
Zoran Mamdani says an imminent ceasefire deal in Gaza doesn't erase the tragedy of the last 2 years.
The tragedy with Hamas's horrific war crime on October 7th and the Israeli government's horrific war crimes since then, leading to the genocide of Palestinians.
He says the message should be everyone for everyone. On public safety, he doesn't see a need to add police officers.
Keep the numbers that we have, and I think the important thing is we allow the cops to do the job of focusing on serious crimes. We don't ask them to be the primary responders to the mental health crisis.
Instead, he'd send teams of mental health workers to subway stations with high rates of homelessness and mental health crises. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
That interview can be seen and heard in its entirety on our website at 1010winds.com and on all our social media. Coming up Monday, former Governor Andrew Cuomo. That wasn't supposed to happen. That interview can be seen again, as we mentioned, on our website. Meantime, an off-duty police officer suffered serious injuries this morning after he was stabbed by a guy they were trying to arrest.
A bunch of cop cars here and the light flashing.
People who live on this Lindenhurst Street came outside around 1:30 in the morning after authorities say two brothers who are NYPD officers and were off duty at the time stopped a man stealing from a parked car. One officer, however, got stabbed in the leg.
They kept him down until Suffolk got here, and then once Suffolk got here, they took him into custody.
The officer suffered a non-life-threatening injury. Where authorities say he was stabbed, you could see blood in the middle of the street. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Court day for the man accused of beating another guy to death at a Brooklyn subway station earlier this week. 25-year-old David Mazaregos is being arraigned on murder charges. That's for killing 64-year-old Nicola Tanzi at the J Street Metrotech station in downtown Brooklyn Tuesday. Police say the attacker kicked his victim 15 times in the head after an interaction at an emergency exit gate at the station. Cops also say Mazaregos stole the victim's credit cards and used one at a nearby Target store shortly before his arrest.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.